Hey, welcome to We Want the Show. I want to talk about the Lululemon girls that got fired. All right. You're going to have to that a lot of companies now are doing this because you have to understand that the bottom line is the bottom line. That is fine. The bottom line, of course, is going to be the bottom line. That's what people don't understand about reality. It's that it's the bottom line. People think that everyone is Lord have mercy. God have mercy. Christ have mercy. All right. So what we do is this. We're going to fire two women that are filming these things in Lululemon. Abrasive just run in with and then just steal everything you can and just keep going and keep going and keep going. You know, cuz what are they going to do? What are they going to do? And this is the amazingness of America right now. It's you know, oh my gosh, you know, it's like we don't want to be China, but yet because so we can steal everything we can. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that it's ridiculous that someone would be so redunculous as to get fired. But here's why they got fired. Because they called the police. Now, here's why they got fired because they called police. Because a lot of companies now, it's called the bottom line, and they insure their products. So if their products were, let's say, taken, and, you know, just totally taken, and, you know, brazenly taken, then it's one of those situations where they're insured. So let's do it, you know? So it gets to the point where what's the terminology? It's called fuck it. It's called, you know, I don't care about you, I care about my money. So when you call the police, then there's going to be a big thing, and we can't up the value, we can't down the value, we can't, you know, obscure the value. Therefore, it's now a thing. It's now where I'm going to fire you because you called the police and you recorded this. Now, Lululemon, they've got some shady ass practices, anyways. But we'll put it this way: if they insured their shit, right? And who's to say they didn't get these people to come and run in there and grab it? I mean, to fire somebody over calling the police, over getting robbed, or you know, blatant robbed, is you a smart, intelligent, 20% of America is going to say, you know what, or, you know, yeah, 23%. He's going to say, all right, that's a gimme. That's a gimme. SEC needs to look into their practices immediately. Because if that's the case, and they're stealing this stuff, hey, a lot of companies are struggling right now. Struggling. And they come in and steal a bunch of Lululemon shit. It looked like it was so funny. It was sad, but it was funny because they're sitting there saying no, no, no. But then there's going to be a thing. Did the woman account it to? Because they didn't hurt the women. They didn't do anything. The women were like, no, did they get a cut? Or, you know, I mean, there's so many things that could be said. But we'll put it as a, I trained as a police detective. All right, let's put it as the Givens. All right, and they're called the Givens because it's not many people who commit crimes are that intelligent. I'm not saying all, because there are very there's probably like 5% of criminals that are extremely intelligent. And those criminals, you know, we call them robber barons. Those are the ones that are so amazing that you can't touch them, and they probably live around you, you know. So it's amazing to me, but the givens are these were a bunch of people of African American descent or African, they were Nubian, and unfortunately, you know, because God forbid a Chinese man do this, you know, a Chinese man come running in there, you know, you can wear all the, they should have wore, listen, if they were intelligent, they would have worn goggles so you couldn't see any aspect of who they were, any. Like, if I was going to rob someone, which I've never done before, actually, it's a lie. When I was in high school, we did this thing called the raid. And what we did is we ran in and we stole, we ran into a party, right? And we had somebody run discourse. To cause a scene, and then we stole the keg. And if you act like you're part of it, and it was so easy, because we had a party, and then we needed and our keg ran out, so we knew of another party, so we just went and got the keg. Right, I mean, it was all under underage drinking, anyways. That's usually what we went after. It was the place where some weirdo was giving a bunch of girls beer for free. So, underage girls beer. So, we would do the raid. And so, that's what we did. And that, so I have to say, I have never stolen, because that was definitely a time where we did. But this is just like blatant. I mean, there's no thought into it. It's just blatant. It's like run in there, grab as much as you can, run out. It's just what America is now. Let's just run in. It's like everyone getting mad, like Walmart's moving. Well, here's the reason. Here's the reason. You know, a bunch of people come in. They don't even care. They don't even care anymore. They don't care if they get caught. They don't care if they get caught. They just pull the race card, pull the card that they're a liberal, pull the card they're conservative, pull the card that they're anything. All you have to do is do that. And everyone looks at you like, oh, he's a victim. He is a victim. It's okay, he's a victim. Wake up, America. Grow up. Not a victim. Not a victim. And these two girls that got fired, who knows what was going on? They could have been part of it. See, I never take anything. As I said, I was trained as a police detective. No. Nobody's ever innocent. That's the one thing you learn right away. Nobody is ever, ever innocent. Everyone is guilty of something. It's just to figure out motive of why they would be guilty. Then you have to figure out opportunity. Then you got to figure out, like literally... That's pretty much it. Then you got to figure out, where the hell am I going to put them? Because there's so many bad people now that criminals that think they can just, like these entitled Gen Z criminals, that think they can just get away with everything. And it's like, Like, all right. Here's another on the other side of the situation. That woman who's a self-made billionaire, and you know, made all that white girl that made all that money, lying her ass off, right? Lying her ass off. Why isn't like 75% of these other women that lie their ass off and make money on TikTok and everything getting the same treatment? Why is it just this one? Because she, you know why? Because she defrauded people that matter. People that matter. Not you, not me, but people that matter. That's why she got her stint in the Martha Stewart, Club Med. Oh, yeah. No, I went and took a virtual tour of that place that she's going. Holy crap. They got backgammon. They've got horses on that property. You can literally learn to ride a horse and train a horse. What the fuck are they doing? So it's okay for these rich ass motherfuckers to get this bad. Oh, if they paid for it. They paid for this. Because these other people who are just as bad, they can't pay for it because they didn't get that far. But this woman, she got that far. She did her TED Talks and all that. So therefore, she screwed everybody. So now she's going to go to Club Med. Instead of just screwing the common people and going to a real prison where her ass would be the shit kicked out of her because she didn't give the first girl she met that told her to kiss her a kiss. No, she's going to Club Med where she's going to have to wake up by 9. Wake up by 9. That's awesome. That is awesome. You kidding me? For 10 years and she's still doing a pill. I guarantee she does one. Guarantee she does one. How with Martha Stewart, how long? And then she got her shit back post haste. And everyone's like, oh yeah, Martha Stewart, yeah. No, the bitch was a stealer. The bitch was a thief. You're still loving her. It's okay. You know why? Because America is effing retarded. We are retarded. We look at anything that's happening this second. This second matters. Not 10 years from now, not 10 years before, but this second matters. Guess what? Grow the fuck up. Wake up, America. This is ridiculous. Let's figure out what's going to happen next. T-Martin Howe coming at you. And America is freaking retarded. It's not broken. It's just retarded. And the more retarded and retarded gets retarded. Anybody knows Idiocracy knows this is the truth. I'll see you next time.